The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley. And Dr. Yardley, in a minute, we're going to be joined by a special guest, a patient of yours. And Dennis, why don't you tell us what health conditions you were dealing with when you went into the Yardley Institute?
Well, I was really having some sharp pains like mid-back, shoulder blade, and it was just really, really bad. I had been under some other chiropractic care, but it just wasn't working for me, so I decided to give the Yardley Institute a try.
Yeah, I imagine those conditions sound familiar to you, Dr. Yardley, with Dennis's background.
Well, that's true, but you know, we deal with low back pain, we deal with neck pain, but when you get that mid-back pain, it is a tension-getting. It's like a knife stabbing you, and you don't ignore it. Really don't ignore it.
Yeah. And so, Dennis, how is this impacting your life, the conditions you're on, or your daily routine? Were there like activities you could no longer do with the pain as it was?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty serious. Sleeping was an issue, getting in and out of bed, any sort of twisting, turning. Work life was miserable. I was pretty much, you know, in pain a lot of the time, and in turn was kind of grumpy with people around me.
Not your usual personality, I might say.
Right. Yes.
And you, this had been going on for about 2 years, too, hadn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, it was about 2 years that I sort of put up with it before I was brave enough to try something else.
Mm-hmm. So when you think about when you first received the care, the gentle care that you get from Dr. Yardley, your first upper cervical treatment, what do you think about? How do you remember that first time Dr. Yardley provided you that treatment?
Well, to be honest, after I got my first adjustment, I wasn't sure that anything really happened. It's such a light touch, a very precise touch. It didn't feel like a normal chiropractic treatment where you hear bones cracking or moving. But I'll tell you, that night I could really tell that something was happening in my body.
And then he went right out and banged his head on the car.
Yeah, I did do that, yes.
I thought we were on the same side, but I was wondering at that point. But we hung in there, and
yes,
we saw some good changes.
So, Dennis, prior to going to the Yardley Institute, what are the things that you try to resolve this problem?
Well, certainly I was taking a lot of Tylenol. Like I said, I was under some chiropractic care. It got to the point where I felt as bad after that chiropractic care as when I got in. I was trying to cover the pain a lot, let's say that.
And Dr. Yardley, I know you track this because I know you are always operate on data. And Dennis, I want to ask you to describe sort of the improvement in your condition as you began to receive this care from Dr. Yardley. And I know the doctor keeps up on these things too. So how did you see improvement? What did it feel like?
Oh, it was almost immediate after that first adjustment that, you know, I felt the whole body sort of get back into alignment, and that stabbing pain was gradually going away, which is not something I had experienced for, you know, over 2 years. So I could feel my body changing.
Doctor, I know you track these things too.
We do. We're running metrics every visit. We don't adjust every visit. Our goal is not to addict people to being adjusted. We want to addict them to feeling good. Dennis is an IT guy, so he's very data-based. And so he could see us tracking this information, creating a database, and tracking what was going on.
So, Dennis, I bet that's a relief to know someone's operating with data in mind. And I want to ask you, how's your life changed now? So you said after the first treatment with Dr. Yardley, you could feel this relief. So talk about the improvement in your life, things you're able to do that maybe you weren't able to do before.
Yeah, so obviously the biggest thing was I could, you know, no longer feel that stabbing pain between my shoulders. I sleep way, way better. And, you know, I like to think that my attitude at work and home has improved because I'm feeling better. I'm not in pain all the time.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's people who will consider something like going to the Institute, and they'll sit on that fence. So what do you say to people who are, they know about Dr. Adler, but they're putting it off?
Well, I think I've heard you say it a million times. You know, I was sorry that I waited. Just going to talk with him initially really gave me the confidence that he could find the root cause and not just cover it up with, you know, some kind of adjustment, but find the root cause and treat that and get my body back into the ability to heal itself.
One of the things that's amazing me,
I would say don't wait.
Don't wait. One of the things that amazes me, because I'm a patient, Dr. Idleys, is there's always, it seems to me, there's so often conditions that people don't expect to see improved. And did you see that with Dennis's case? There were things that he wasn't reporting. Or Dennis, did you get improvement in areas you didn't expect to see improvement?
Well, I think the sleeping better at night. See, the sleep-awake cycle is in that brain-body connection. And so that's something that we get a lot of reports on. Also, his personality, his mood improved. He's a nice guy anyway. Yeah. He just got better.
So I take it you would recommend Dr. Ardley to other people, Dennis?
Oh, very much so. And I'm sort of a little evangelist here at work with people, you know, recommending that they try something different, and the Ardley Institute is a wonderful place to do that.
Yeah, I've always felt very, very welcomed there. And what are you looking forward to now with life change to the Ardley Institute? How's your life going to change on a go-forward basis?
Well, you know, certainly getting my body to heal itself is, you know, the ultimate goal. And continuing to feel good and do things that, you know, I might not have tried before because I just thought it would be too painful. So just living life to the fullest.
Yeah, Dr. Ardley, I want you to close this off. Dennis is your patient, not mine.
Yes.
So the biggest improvement you've seen with Dennis, what's been most remarkable for you?
You know, I always have enjoyed seeing Dennis, but I remember when he first came in and the discussions we had. And it's just a joy to go in and see Dennis on each of his visits because he's smiling, he's up, he's ready to roll. And I just really like that about Dennis.
Yeah, I agree. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Ardley on Chiro Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with Bryant, fellow patient with Dr. Lee Ardley, D.C. I saw it in your eyes. We're a brotherhood because you had an experience sort of similar to mine.
It's amazing. I can't even begin to tell you the relief that I have received in such a short period of time.
I love radio because I got the face for it, but I wish people could see your face right now. This way it's lighting up and the smile on your face, because I see this in the welcome area, right? When you get talking this, and it's this brotherhood. Oh my gosh, you're with Lee Ardley.
Yes.
So help me out here, because there's a lot of people who wait, and you've seen them, guys our age, you know, I think we're probably similar age, getting up out of the chair, right, or getting down on the ground to play with the kids. Oh, hold on, kids. They're just dealing with the aches and pains. What do you say to them about that?
Well, first of all, I'll say to them, why are you making that noise? Why? I'm not kidding. You creak, and you groan, and you moan, and it's like, you don't have to do that.
Yeah.
That is exactly what drove me into him. Yeah. The sciatica and the pain in the hip were so bad, my life was not worth living in the pain that I was having.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Ardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I've got Dr. Lee Ardley, D.C. from the Ardley Institute here with me. Lee, we've been recently talking about wellness optimization off mic, and that's a relatively new term. Where did you get that?
Well, you know, my wife and I are always looking at how we can better serve the people that come to us at the Institute, but also how we can improve our own qualities of life.
Sure.
And this was a term that my wife caught on to or came up with, and we felt it described very accurately the mission of what we're trying to deliver at the Ardley Institute.
Okay, so tell me about wellness optimization. It sounds like, I mean, if I can reverse it, optimizing your body's health?
Exactly. You know, a plane is much easier to catch before it gets off the ground, have you noticed?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so that really describes this concept of health. Health is something we take for granted. We've all got it. Most of us are given it for most of our life.
Right.
And then what I see happening so much is that people take it for granted until they lose it.
Now, that brings home something that I've observed and we've talked about in the past, which is that quite often, the way you first encounter a patient is when their health is compromised in a significant way.
Yeah, for many of us, that's the bell that has to be rung.
To get our attention?
Yeah, and then then you have a choice. You can do a few things about it. You can try and unring the bell.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't do that very easily?
Now, we should explore that a little bit. What's the other thing we can do?
Or we can hear what the bell has rung and what it's told us, and then we can take that and run with it.
Now, what that brought back a memory. We've talked many times about this, too. That is that sometimes the bell rings and we put things off.
That's true.
And there's a consequence to that, right?
There is. Yeah, often when we're trying to recapture our health after we've lost it, you know, that's where people often come with us. And the good news is we can help a lot of those people. The bad news is we can't necessarily unring that bell. There's going to be some permanent repercussions as a result of it. And then if all that we try and do is patch that thing up and then move on with life, now we've set ourselves up for a catastrophe.
Yeah, and that's so, which is why we talk about during the show a lot, you know, mm-hmm. don't put it off.
Right.
Get after this. It's not a thing to procrastinate about because there is a consequence down the road. And the consequence is maybe we can't help the condition to the degree that we would hope for.
Right. But, you know, there are many wise people out there. And when they hear this, they make a choice. Let's not wait until we're losing the health.
Right.
Let's see what we can do. It's like, let's catch the plane before it gets off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make some good choices. And this covers a broad spectrum of things that may need to be addressed. The food choices we make, our diet, the exercise,
mm-hmm.
The mental and spiritual aspect of our life. And that's a different take for each one of us. But yet, I think the most important thing is that brain-body connection, because that taps in to the inborn ability of the body to heal itself.
That brings to mind a story you were telling me recently. I know from having worked with you for a while now that one of your great joys and that you're fascinated by is that somebody comes to you for one condition, and in the process of correcting the brain-body connection, another condition improves. You have a story about that, don't you?
Yeah, the ongoing delight of what I do is that, yes, people come. And I sit down with everyone and I say, what's the one single thing you most want to see gone as a result of coming here? But within the context of that discussion is often a litany of various issues that they've been living with and just thought they had to live with.
Yeah.
This particular case, and I'm not going into the case completely or in great detail, but I had a gentleman sit down with me just this past week. And you know, this is a gentleman like myself that's in his middle ages. And he says, you know, prior to coming here, I had issues with acne. I always had acne on my back, and I never knew why. For whatever reason, since I've been coming in and seeing you, that stopped happening. And, of course, it was a big question mark for him. Why would this happen? But it was clear in his mind. The only thing that had changed was the fact he was getting his brain-body connection corrected.
Now, Lee, can you explain to the people going, okay, so why did the acne clear up? And keeping in mind
mm-hmm.
that at the Yardley Institute, you do not cure anything.
That's correct. We cannot. The body heals itself. Yeah, so, you know, one of the reasons that things like this happens is that the body's kidneys, the purpose of the kidneys is to remove toxins from the body.
Right, to purify.
Exactly. But it can't always do that well, and it has backup systems. One of the backup systems is the skin. If your kidneys are not functioning at its highest level, it will begin to remove those toxins through the skin. And it might show as acne, it might show as a number of different things.
Yeah.
But once that brain-body connection is corrected, oftentimes those kidneys now start functioning at a much higher level, and that backup system is no longer necessary.
So when we're talking about wellness optimization,
mm-hmm.
encapsulate it for me. What are we talking about?
We're talking about taking every system in the body and having it function at its highest possible level. And you do that by removing that which is stopping it from occurring.
And in order to do that, what do we have to do?
That brain-body connection has to be functioning at its highest possible level.
So what that basically means is that your body is talking to your brain, and then your body can take over and do what it does best.
Under the direction of the brain.
Perfect.
Control systems.
All right, now maybe that makes sense to you. It has always made sense to me in a startling way, really, I have to be honest with you. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig, you started going through the treatment. When did you realize you'd seen improvements? For me, it was at the gym, walking around realizing, wait a minute, my joint pain's gone.
Mine was when I would wake up in the morning. I was having back pain, and I felt like it was going down into my buttocks area.
Yeah.
I was sleep different ways, hoping that it would fix it, but I would always wake up with a pain. After the first one or two sessions with him, I woke up without any pain, and it was such a relief to wake up refreshed without feeling that pain level that I would wake up with.
I'm smiling as we're talking, Craig, because I remember sleeping in a whole bunch of different wild positions.
Yeah.
What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on, which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
I'm a little older and a little wiser, and I've put up with some pain in the past, and I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, thanks for joining us today. It's Todd Herman. I'm here with Dr. Lee Yardley. Dr. Yardley, in a minute, we're going to be joined by a special guest, a patient of yours, Susan. But why don't you tell us what you remember about Susan, what she was facing when she came to see you at the Yardley Institute?
Well, actually, Susan came several years ago, and she's a business analyst. And, you know, some business analysts just sit in front of a computer all day long. And I'm sure Susan does that, but she's a very active business analyst. In fact, the reason she came to see me was because she had been digging some razor clams. Mm-hmm. And that's when the whole thing started. And for her, it was that low back. She had low back pain. It was there all the time. It was constant. It was on both sides. Recently, it shifted over to the left side. She just wasn't feeling good. She also had some issues with the neck. Apparently she had damaged that on an amusement ride.
Mm.
And, you know, these amusement rides that have a sign that says, if you have a neck or back problem, don't go on the ride. All my patients walk right past that sign and they hop on the ride. But what probably was a surprise for her, and that wasn't for me, and that was she had a history of allergy problems. Mm. And although that was not what drove her to come in and see us, she was able to see some changes in those as well. I'll let her tell the story.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Dr. Yardley, I did a, I guess, great background on what you were facing. And so what was the impact of this on your life, the pain you're feeling? And what was it doing to you in terms of being able to not do things you used to do, et cetera?
I'm pretty active with my husband. We fish. And as Dr. Yardley said, I'd been razor clamming. And that's what kind of led me to believe that things were going wrong.
Yeah, so you...
I didn't think that what I had done should have injured my back, but all of a sudden it just went. And when I was on the roller coaster ride, my husband didn't have any soreness at all, but I felt it for several days. So those two in combination, and I listened to the radio show that the Yardley Institute had, made me want to try a new way to improve my health.
Sure. And, Dr. Yardley.
Yeah, if I can say this, you know, a lot of people that come with low back pain, which is probably about 25, 28% of my practice, the problem has been there for years. Now, they've done something. They've flared it up. They've got an acute episode. But the underlying problem has been there a lot longer than that. And if you're going to do it right, you can't just address the recent acute flare-up. You have to address the more long-term underlying problem.
Yeah, makes all the sense in the world. So, Susan, what had you previously done to try to resolve the problems you were facing?
I'd iced my back. I'd taken some back relaxers, expecting it to go away. I've had back pain off and on for probably 10 years or more. If I did something wrong, then I would just baby it for a while. But this time it wasn't really going away.
Yeah. Yeah. And what, you know, I'm a fellow patient. I think you know that of Dr. Yardley's. And I remember my first treatment with Dr. Yardley. What did you think after you received your first upper cervical treatment with Dr. Yardley?
It was amazing. So I'm fairly conscious of my body. And although the pain area was still there, that when he did the first treatment, it didn't feel like anything. I mean, there was no pain or anything when he did it. And I don't know, about an hour later, I'd had a hip soreness that was just always there in the background that I wasn't even thinking about. And as I was sitting there, I realized it wasn't there anymore, and it's never come back.
Yeah, Dr. Yardley, this is my experience, almost exactly Susan's. So why is that? When people get this first gentle, non-invasive treatment from you, so many people just all of a sudden, they begin to feel better. It seems remarkable, but it's fairly consistent with your treatments.
You know, the adjustment, despite the fact that it feels like little to nothing is being done, creates an almost instant profound change in the body. I mean, I was adjusted 35 years ago up in Canada. Mm. And when I got off the table, it was like, so you think you've done something, you know?
Yeah.
That was my attitude as a chiropractor,
yeah.
You know, at the time.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, I flattened my back with vertigo, and 2 weeks later, I was back in practice.
Yeah.
So, and another thing with Susan is we talked about the neck. I talked about the neck. But how that showed for her was numbness in the fingers of both hands.
Oh,
and we see this with a lot of patients. Often at night, they'll wake up with their hands asleep. This is generally coming from a neck problem.
Wow. So, Susan, now that you know, have had this engagement with Dr. Yardley at the Institute, how's your life improved? How's it better now that you're working with Dr. Yardley?
Well, I have a lot more confidence in doing activities that I want to do without worrying about whether I can do them. I can go on long hikes now, whereas before, if I went on a long hike, I'd be in pain that evening and probably a couple days after that, either because of my hip or just soreness in the back from carrying the pack, and I just don't have that anymore.
That's so good to hear. Dr. Yardley, I know you take great joy at helping people restore their body's ability to heal themselves. But how's it feel for you to hear these comments?
Of people? It's an honor and a pleasure to do this.
Yeah.
You know, and a surprise for Susan, her allergies, lifelong allergies, and they got better as well.
Okay, so Susan, I'm going to take a wild guess that you would recommend Dr. Lee Yardley, the Yardley Institute, to others.
Yes, definitely. And the other thing that happened that I wasn't expecting is I've had seasonal allergies, mm-hmm. Pretty severe seasonal allergies where, you take Benadryl for a week type thing, and they went away, not right away, but after about a year, I wasn't waking up in the morning, having to blow my nose and do that whole routine anymore. Every once in a while, I might have a stuffy nose, but otherwise, I just don't have the allergies anymore.
It was the biggest shock of my life. I used to get a sinus infection every year, not since I've been treated by Dr. Yardley. Not once. Not one time. So look, you just heard from Susan, and remarkable changes can occur. There is absolutely no reason to continue to be in pain. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Chiro Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Dr. Yardley is here with me, or I'm going to have a little fun with you, Lee, because
okay. We
don't like to get too technical on the show here, but I know you want to talk about inflammation.
I do.
And so give us the 90-second, the technical look at inflammation. What is it?
You know, Frank, I bet you don't know that the body is made up of 150 trillion cells.
I had no idea.
Every one of those cells is in the process of dying and being replaced.
Okay, except in the brain.
It is also in the brain, but at a slower rate. In fact, every 7 years, every cell in the human body is replaced.
All right.
If you listen to Deepak Chopra, he talks more like a yearly cycle. But the thing about this is this. The process of these cells dying, that's degeneration, mm-hmm. and being replaced, regeneration, mm-hmm. offsets each other. And as long as they're equal, or the regeneration is a little bit greater than the degeneration, everything's honky-dory.
All right.
However, if that degeneration gets faster and bigger than the regeneration, it creates a process called inflammation. And inflammation manifests itself in the body by laying down a calcium, which is given a dozen different names, depending upon where in the body it occurs. If it's in your eyes, it's cataracts. If it's on your teeth, it's tartar. If it's in your joints, it's arthritis. If it's in your blood vessels, it's plaque. If it's in your kidneys, it's kidney stones.
All of that is calcium? Well, I know, because I have kidney stones periodically, and I know that's calcium.
That's miserable.
I am very aware of the pain.
Yes.
I don't like kidney stones.
Exactly.
Yeah. Calcium. So is that what inflammation is doing? It's laying down to a large degree excess calcium?
Well, it's one of the effects of inflammation. Remember that inflammation is a healing process. It's a natural healing process. It's supposed to occur.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not controlled, then we start getting problems. And that's where we get dis-ease or disease.
Okay, so now this is where we always step to one side and say, but you can't cure inflammation. In fact, if I understand what you do with the cranium and aligning it with the spine,
yes.
What you're really doing is allowing the body to do its own thing, to heal itself.
Exactly. And inflammation is a natural part of that occurring.
Right.
It's like reproducing cells. Replacing cells is a natural process, but when it gets out of control, it's cancer. You see,
right.
Inflammation under control is great. Out of control, now we start having problems. So by reestablishing the brain-body connection, it's returning control back to the body so it can do this in a healthy manner.
Let's talk about some of those conditions that you kind of rattled through them very quickly.
Well, I did because it's really a process, not a condition or a disease, but we see it a lot. A case comes to mind. There was this child that was born into CS, and he was about a year and a half, 2 years old, and he developed a condition of torticollis.
Now, what is torticollis?
Oh, torticollis is where you've got spasms going in the neck, causing the head to twist off to one side, wry neck.
Okay.
And the poor, frustrated parents had taken him from one doctor to the other, and the only solution they had to offer was to do surgery and cut the muscle in the neck.
Really?
Oh, yes.
I mean, so you had a child, so he was not even 2 years old, was facing having a muscle cut in their neck, and that would be a lifelong change.
I'm not sure exactly whether it was the entire muscle, part of the muscle. Sometimes they'll try and treat this by shooting it up with Botox to try and paralyze the muscles.
Okay.
None of these things are correcting causes, they're treating effects. And granted, in an emergency situation, you have to do that. This young child, though, had a compromised brain-body connection, and no one had found that prior to coming to the Institute. No one had seen that. So we went about correcting that, reestablishing that communication system with the brain and the body, and lo and behold, suddenly the torticollis was no longer an issue.
Really? The child
pulled right back out of it.
That's amazing. Now, this doesn't happen 100% of the time with the procedure, does it? I mean, this kind of impact?
Well, you know, we don't have a lineup of people coming in, children, with torticollis. But I have yet to see a case in my 34 years of practice that hasn't responded really well.
So tell me about the other things you talked about, like kidney stones, like we mentioned earlier, and some of those other conditions. How is it that your procedure has an impact on inflammation in those kinds of cases?
Well, we know this. What we do is not a cure for kidney stones.
Right.
But over the years, we've seen many, many, many people coming in reporting, because kidney stones tend to be repeating, as you probably know.
Yes, they are.
You get it once, and your chemistry is set up, and they pretty much warn you at the hospital, you're going to get it again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you've got a compromised brain-body connection and you correct that, Frank, that's no longer necessarily true. So we have many, many people that have come in, usually for other things, and they've reported, you know, years later that there has been no repeat on the kidney stones.
Now, Dr. Yardley, you also told me about a patient you had who was comatose.
An interesting case, yeah. Her husband had actually driven her comatose up from Portland. for me to examine. And it was very difficult because her head was turned to one side. She had severe spasms in the neck. And to get an x-ray on her, I had to use every ounce of strength I had in my hands to straighten her neck out. And they x-rayed both of us. And anyhow, I remember thinking when I was doing this, am I hurting this poor woman? And a few months later, when she came back in and she was no longer comatose, I was able to ask her. I said, do you remember? Were you conscious enough to be aware of what I was doing at that time? And she said, yes, I was. And so my question to her was I hurting you? And she answered, not at all. Which made me feel a lot better.
And the procedure actually solved this problem, this inflammation problem.
I don't know that we can say that was the only thing that helped her, but certainly I think it was part of the picture.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and I'm chatting with Dan, who is a fellow patient. Your wife saw improvement with sciatica, headaches, asthma. You go there just to support your wife. You are off the Xantex and you're off the Tums. That's incredible.
And within just a few months, my doctor took me off of my diabetes medication.
Wow. And the pills are gone. And,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't take anything.
What would you say to people about Dr. Lee Yardley as a guy who restores the body's ability to heal itself?
I have to say that I was skeptical, and I understand that. And so people are probably maybe a little skeptical. But really, what do you got to lose?
Yeah.
And if there's something out there that can help, and there's so much that we don't know, and the body works in ways that most of us just do not understand at all, and Dr. Yardley does understand ways that the body works, and he can help people because he knows those things.
It's not disease care, it's health care.
Right. It's been a very positive experience for us.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. on Cairo Radio. Lee, our next person that we're going to talk to is Rick. And my understanding is that he had low back pain and sciatica that set in about 10 years ago. Is that right?
He'd actually had some back surgeries, and that was about 10 years ago, so that was quite some time ago.
Right.
But when he came in, he was not in good shape. I mean, he had this sharp, needle-like stabbing pain in the right calf. He wasn't able to sleep on his back. The pain was extending into his left leg. And one of the things that he likes to do is dive, and he wasn't able to dive at that point in time.
Well, let's find out what's going on with Rick today. Hey, Rick, welcome to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. It's good to talk to you.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It sounds like you were in a good deal of pain before you went to see Dr. Yardley. Some issues with your right calf also, is that right?
Oh, yeah. And ever since I had the surgeries, I had basically what felt like a needle in my right calf all 24/7. It never went away.
So how did that, what impact did that have, say, on your sleeping?
That was just kind of a stress inducer. It's one of those things that was always there bugging me. You know, it was constant pain that I couldn't get rid of. So that would make me restless. I didn't sleep much every night, maybe 5 hours tops.
And you went through a lot of different things. Of course, you had the surgery like 10 years ago. You did, physical therapy, I think. Regular chiropractic, all those, huh?
Yeah, I did. I had three surgeries, and then just like early last year, I started having a lot more problems, or late last year. A friend of mine's physical therapist noticed that my hip was displaced, or he commented on that because of the way I was walking. And so he showed me some things to do to try to alleviate that. I did that a little while, and it really didn't help. Then I started going through a regular physical therapist, and because the pain was becoming unmanageable, and I did that for 8 weeks. Started feeling good at the end of the 8 weeks, and then after about 2 days, I was right back to where I was before. After I stopped,
Okay, so you
then
went to see...
and then I did another chiropractor with constant neck adjustments, bone popping for about another 8 weeks, and that never really did anything at all.
So let's talk about going to see Dr. Yardley. What were you struck by the first time that he treated you? I mean, because it certainly is not moving your entire body and adjusting that, right?
Right, and just basically after the first time he did an adjustment, I thought, that really didn't seem like much, you know? But, you know, at that point, I was willing to try anything. One of my customers at my business recommended me to go in there after, and he noticed that I was having a hard time walking around. And so I stuck with it, and after about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing. And then at the end of 2 months, I was doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone. And I'm back to working my regular job and business and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
That's amazing to me. Now, let me just make sure I'm clear on this. You had lower back pain and sciatica starting 10 years ago. You suffered with that. You went through a lot of different treatment options. But in the end, when you went to Dr. Yardley and he restored the brain and body connection, that lower back pain is gone. The sciatica is gone. This must have dramatically changed your quality of life.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I went on a vacation that I wasn't... I was kind of dreading having to not go because I'd prepaid for it in January last year, or early this year in January. And, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara. And all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse every month since January.
And all that gone, how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
So would you recommend a visit to the Yardley Institute for people who are dealing with ongoing pain?
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
You must be happy about that. Have you recommended it to other friends?
I have every once in a while when there's people coming into my brewery that they notice that I'm in a better mood than I had been a couple months ago, and a little bit more talkative, or I'm moving stuff around in there without wincing and looking uncomfortable. So yeah.
Well, Rick, thanks for taking a moment to talk with us here. Really enjoyed it, and congratulations on the change in your life.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time to come on and tell other people about it. Thanks.
No problem, Dr. Yardley.
My pleasure.
Dr. Yardley, that's one of the more amazing stories I've ever heard. Rick's life was turned completely around.
Isn't it? Yeah. And we do get a lot of pre-surgery and post-surgery low back cases. Even though we don't adjust the low back, we have a very good success rate with it.
Of course, you're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, so George is a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he's dealing with a whole list of health problems prior to seeing Dr. Yardley. He had balance issues, constant numbness, tingling, pain in both feet, serious low back pain. You even had low back surgery, but you're still in pain. So, George, what happened after you started to see Dr. Yardley?
I started going to Dr. Yardley, and everything changed around. I tried running, and I thought I'd never run again. So I tried running the other day, and it's getting better. You know, it's some might not call it running, but to me, it's a lot.
Hey, George, running is running. So how's the pain? Is it still there?
Yeah, I know the pain. I don't have pain anywhere.
That's awesome. Tell me, what's that meant for your quality of life?
You know, I have as good a quality as a guy my age can have. I don't know of anybody that has any better. You know, I'm semi-retired. I'd say pretty excellent for my age.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Vonna has a great story. She grew up in New Mexico. When she was 12 months old, she was hemorrhaging due to loss of calcium in her legs, and the doctors gave up on her, told her parents that they couldn't do anything to help her. And her parents learned of a doctor 400 miles away that did the same type of work Dr. Yardley does. She had to move in with her mother because her mother was closer to Dr. Pond, who's now deceased, so Vonna could get treatment. And it's because of this doctor that Vonna is alive today. Vonna was unaware that there was another doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. Then she went to see Dr. Yardley, and her right leg had quit working. Her left leg felt like hot water was being poured on it. And Vonna, what a story. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It is a story. I'm very excited about my story.
So how did these problems, how did they affect your life? I mean, I know you were young, but it had to be very limiting in terms of activities you could undertake.
Well, definitely. I was walking at 10 months and then stopped walking at 12 months when this calcium was being stripped from my legs. Yeah. My body was doing it to itself.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the hemorrhaging internally, they couldn't find the cause or the source. My parents, being the dutiful people that they are, they were taking me to get all kinds of testing done.
Yeah.
And then basically, truly, the medical field did say there's nothing more we can do for her. You'll just need to put her in an institution, forget you have her, have other children, move on with your life. But that was in the 70s. It's what they did then.
Yeah. So that sounds a little bit like disease care versus health care, as
that
Dr. Yardley would say.
Right.
So previously, you went through all these other methods to try to resolve this. Your parents found Dr. Pond. Dr. Pond did the same type of work that Dr. Yardley does at the Yardley Institute. So when you then started to see Dr. Yardley, do you recall what your first treatment was like with Dr. Yardley? Do you recall back to that?
Yeah. Dr. Yardley was 4 years ago this month is when I started with him. And I started as a patient first. Yeah. Before going to work for him.
Yeah, so you do work for Dr. Yardley. I want to get into that.
Yes, I do.
So what was that first treatment like with Dr. Yardley?
The first treatment was surprisingly very gentle, very did anything happen kind of mindset, mentality. Yeah. But like you pointed out, my right leg wasn't working. I literally was having to hold on to people and close my eyes and focus and make my right leg step forward. My left leg felt like there was hot water running down it, and I would sometimes stop and look and feel, you know, is there water actually there? Because I could feel the water.
Yeah.
And of course, there was nothing there.
Yeah. So, as you know, I'm a fellow patient of Dr. Yardley.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You have seen me at the clinic. You've taken care of me at the clinic at the Yardley Institute. So, can you talk about the improvement in your condition as a result of the treatment you've gotten from Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute?
Well, I'm walking normal now. Yeah. You've seen
yes,
me as I come and get you to measure you. I am walking normal now. And I remember when this first started thinking, I wish there was a doctor like Dr. Pond in the area. And at the time, I didn't know. I listened to his program a few years back.
Yeah.
But then my dad is the one that really pushed for me to go see Dr. Yardley when all this was first starting.
Yeah.
But as I have started walking normal, and it didn't happen overnight. And, you know, our body takes time to heal. It didn't happen overnight, and it doesn't heal overnight. So I was very, it's been a journey.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Dr. Yardley walks through this journey with us. He doesn't just say, eh, you know.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
walks through it with us.
Yeah, I like that about Dr. Yardley as well. So in this journey now, you've arrived to this point where I wouldn't have known. I've been with you a number of times. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't have known you'd have these challenges. So I see that you walk better, that you're very joyful.
Yeah.
So how else has your life changed as a result of working with Dr. Yardley?
My energy levels have increased. I feel better coping power, when stress levels hit, stressors hit. My way of thinking has changed.
Mm. Tell me about that.
Well, I did tend to be kind of a negative person. Mm-hmm. And then I had worked for a chiropractor down in Texas. He was a full spine chiropractor, mm-hmm. learned a lot under him mm-hmm. as far as the education.
Mm-hmm.
Then moved out here to Washington, and I went to work for another. I was in the medical field. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a good job, but it wasn't my heart. And chiropractic is my heart.
Yeah,
I love the wellness approach to life that Dr. Yardley teaches or encourages or guides us for.
Yeah.
But I was struggling a lot with mental and emotional stressors, I guess.
Yeah.
And as I've healed, I wouldn't have classified as brain fog, but all of a sudden one day I realized, you know, I'm thinking more clearly and I don't have the emotional fatigue.
Yeah, that I did. No, I've heard that from a lot of doctors, out of these patients, about mm-hmm. the brain fog going away. Mm-hmm. It's amazing what happens when the body regains its ability to heal itself.
And I don't know if everybody knows this or not, but Dr. Yardley's been recognized by the state as the work he does for the post-traumatic brain injury healing.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
It's funny because Dr. Arthur never mentions that.
No, he doesn't.
Guy.
He's very humble.
Yeah. And now that you have gone to this point in your life where you feel so much better, you're walking better, the brain fog has lifted for you. You went to work at the Yardley Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And what's it like to see people who were suffering like you were?
Oh, my goodness.
What's it like to see their journey?
So enriching. So enriching. Yeah. Recently, I was with a patient, and I told her, I said, I'm going to talk about you. I won't say your name because she says she's going to come, wants to come talk to you at some point.
Yeah.
But she and I were doing her wellness assessment. That's basically where the patient gets to tell us how they think they're doing since they started under care. And we both were in tears because she's so excited. She didn't tell Dr. Yardley she had asthma issues. She's had asthma since she was 15 years old. She's in her mid to late 40s. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, she's been realizing, I'm not having asthma attacks. I can run.
Yeah.
And when I run, I don't wheeze like I was. And that right there, that is worth it to me to be there at Dr. Yardley's and just to meet all the people. I love people and to meet them and see them basically crawling in. Sometimes they come crawling in and they're up and moving with them as soon as their body's ready.
Yeah.
And so.
So, Vonna, what would you tell people who are on the fence about going to see Dr. Yardley?
Come see, at least come talk to us. We can answer all your questions right there. Happy to do so. But come on. Come on in. Yeah. You know, come see us.
Good. Well, that's Vonna's story, and it's a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.